Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I don't know if you guys agree with me as a brief comedic aside. He kind of looks like Pittsburgh Dad.
Little bit.
You know the Pittsburgh Dad guy who has
little bit
maintained popularity for almost two decades now?
I think that guy's name is like Kurt Wooten or something like that. Yeah.
Only you would know that. That's like one of the like Malsy brain keeps track of odd factoids
a
and
person's
nuggets.
Real identity who pretends to be something else. Yeah, the guy just oozes loser energy here.
Dyed his hair blue, painted his chest, even though he went to the game with shirts on.
He had a blue wig on, and as Donnie and I said, then he had actual blue hair. It's like in wrestling terms when Sting takes off the fake Sting mask and it just is Sting underneath again. Kind of that way with the hair. Humongous loser energy. Like, almost incalculable loser energy.
And I think at the game by himself? I don't know
that
for sure.
That's kind of the biggest, at least he was in that area of the seats by himself. Like, he was sitting one row back.
Yeah.
So really, really reconsider your life
choices.
Tomlin
said he didn't want to say a lot, but he did say some things in that opening comment, and you can chime in. We've got intern Jack working overtime. Donnie's back from his trip to Detroit. Did you run into this guy? Did you see him? Could you see from your seats what happened? Actually, this is a good place to start. Like, how did you find out as a man that was in the stadium that this DK Metcalf altercation took place?
Twitter. I mean, I couldn't. I wasn't like watching the sideline as the
the entire
as
thing
all
took
that
like,
was happening. But
the entire like thing where they're together in the video, like nose to nose, because Metcalf pulls him down is maybe 4 seconds.
But
tops.
Then once it happened and you saw where it might have happened, did you scan Ford Field to see if you could spot the man in the crowd a la Where's Waldo and see if there was any hubbub or commotion or anything like that going on around him?
No, and it was also, I thought it would have kind of gotten like through the crowd more that like after halftime, since he stayed in the game, you know, maybe people would have gotten on his case even more, but that also didn't seem to be any different, even though some in the crowd knew what happened, some had no idea.
Well, Tomlin said there, and thank you for that update, Donnie, we can tell that you had a lot of fun in Detroit from the way your voice sounds today.
God, I am just, that no context.
I mean, it was, I got to say this too about the game. That was one of the best football games I've ever seen. Most entertaining.
It was one of the wildest, you know what it reminded me of?
Is, I would agree with that.
Super Bowl, Roman numeral was Panthers, Patriots?
That would have been in 2003.
So that would have been like Super Bowl 38. Does that sound right? Yeah.
Giants are Super Bowl.
The Steelers are Super
35.
Bowl 40 in 2005.
Yeah.
So I think it would have been
that's
the 36,
37, 38. Yep.
That game, if you're looking at it like through the first three quarters, is kind of like, all right, like, interesting game.
A lot of great games are like that.
The fourth quarter just exploded. The no context Pittsburgh thing just put out a picture of this guy again where he's got like his like face all sneered up and he's pointing.
That picture is my TV. from basement at 12:25 in the morning.
Oh, yes. So no context, Pittsburgh is stealing from you.
I don't look at it as stealing. I didn't take a picture of the guy. It's NFL Network that did. So I put it out there. Now people are passing along my...
You think he asks women to go on dates like that? He's like, hey, I'm the guy who dyes his hair blue.
Does he refer to them by their first, middle, and last name?
I actually have another question.
Yep.
Oh, no. I was going to say he looks like he's the I in a lion spelling, but there's a heart underneath it. So now it's I heart something.
I don't know. What bizarre. What I do want to know from fans here to start, and you and Donnie can chime in here, of course, too, is the second part of what Tomlin said. Tomlin said, I support DK Metcalf. Do you guys side with him too? Like, I know it's difficult to ask people this question objectively because 99.9% of our listeners are Steelers fans, and that puts in a huge bias. You know, Steelers fans wanted, for example, not that this is apples to apples whatsoever, but Steelers fans would want Vontaze Burfict suspended for life, and then James Harrison would do something in a game, and they would say, oh, it's just, you know, it's football. Let's not put tutus and stuff on guys. So clearly, like, we have some, you know, maybe hypocrisy that goes on as being a fan. You know, that same thing in hockey. Like, Penguin puts in a big hit. That's physical hockey. Tom Wilson takes somebody out. Let's throw him in jail. So we do that as fans, and that's understandable. But do we side with DK Metcalf ultimately here? Because I would say from the second our show ended until now, more stuff has come out that has made me not empathize with him per se, but I think I get it more. The video that went out today of someone again in the stands shooting the fans' reaction to what Metcalf did and him saying that was the goal, baby. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that video.
I can't, and I don't think it's a Steelers bias thing. Like, I don't want that guy to come out of this smelling like a rose. I don't, like...
I got bad news for you. He's going to.
Okay, so Metcalf, unless he wins the appeal, is going to lose money. He might lose even more money.
This guy can press charges against him.
And that I was just going to get to, too. And Tomlin alluded to that. He said the legal ramifications of that have been brought to my attention. So your guess yesterday, your educated guess, that the letter from the attorney wasn't just a denial about the racial slur and the mom diss. It was like the wheels being set in motion that this guy is going to sue. And Tomlin basically said that exact thing today. I need to watch what I say because there are lawyers that are about to get involved in this. And I don't want anything I say to be used in court, is pretty much to paraphrase him. This guy is just a very hard person to root for in this situation, Chris. And I don't want him to come out richer for it and feel like his actions were in any way validated.
Unfortunately, to start off by addressing that, I think he's going to come out of this having done both.
Ugh.
In the interest of being somewhat fastidious on this, like as far as Tomlin's statement about Metcalf, though, where he said he supports him.
Yep.
I took that in a very specific way. Maybe our listeners did as well.
Let's hear it.
I'll explain it. That is, to me, Tomlin saying, because he did say it, I don't condone at all what he did. It's like if your kid does something bad, but it's not like a premeditated, vicious act necessarily.
Yep.
Your kid does something you know is stupid, and you know they probably know is stupid. They lost their temper.
Yes.
You still love your kid.
Yep.
You still support them as a person because you want to see them grow. I did not like get... When Mike said, I support DK.
Yeah.
I did not take that to mean... Yeah, I think that guy's an a-hole as well.
Who had it coming?
Yes, I think that's more love the sinner, hate the sin.
I think that's very true. And you know what's interesting about that?
And in that sense, like, I don't know DK Metcalf personally, but in that sense, like, I like the message from Mike is the best answer I can give you. But, I think that's a good message, a responsible message.
Sure, fair enough. But there's definitely a distinction and difference between how he talked about this incident and the way he talked about the Ramsey thing. And it's player versus player, and this is player versus fan, so those are two obvious differences. But Tomlin on Tuesday, after the Ramsey spitting thing, pretty much said, you know what, when you get spit on, do whatever the hell you want. Whatever comes natural, I think, was his quote. I know he probably wouldn't have answered this, but you know what I wanted to hear someone ask him today? Mike, if DK Metcalf was called a racial slur, do you think he would have been justified to act like this? And he probably says, I can't say anything, but it would have been interesting to see if he gave...
Like if he says the most vile word you could say...
Just say what I said. If it's true...
No. Would Mike have a different threshold or standard for somebody says something to you versus somebody actually spits
Mike,
on you?
Mike, if he said a racial... If DK Metcalf was called a racial slur by the fan, does that justify his action? And maybe he pleads the fifth on that too, but... I think it's... You're saying he's not condoning it, but I just wonder if he takes his player's word...
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Does he feel like, you know what? If you say that to a guy, you should get your ass kicked.
Me personally, and this is a strict hypothetical, like, obviously, I, for very obvious reasons pertaining to this particular situation and the word Metcalf is alleging he called him,
yep,
I can never and will never be able to put myself actually in his shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
But to me, that is way more disrespectful even than spitting on somebody.
Sure.
Like, there's the concept of fighting words. That's the fighting word. Like, I think Metcalf, like, when he passed that information along that's what he claimed happened, like, obviously you put the word if in all capital flashing letters because we have zero proof that anything was said, but that's a fight word.
And think about this, too.
That's all.
Think about this off of that part, because the only way this got out about what, I guess, ignited the situation and caused it to go from, maybe not playful is the right word, but... You know, trolling to, oh my God, it's getting physical between a player and fan.
Yeah.
The reason why we've heard DK Metcalf's side of the story is not because he talked after the game, but because of people in the media he's talked to. James Harrison and Chad Johnson. When Tomlin talks about legal ramifications, I wonder if those guys are going to get sued. Does James Harrison have a lawsuit now on his hands? It's not DK directly. He's the one that put that out there, and if this guy is dealing with now Steelers fans and NFL fans coming after him, the biggest reason why they're coming after him is because of what these ex-NFL players said on their podcasts. So there's tons of tentacles to this thing, and this appeals hearing per Tomlin is happening maybe right this very second. And by the time we're done at 6, much like yesterday... Maybe we'll find out whether or not the suspension is upheld or whether it gets appealed down to one game or no games. Donnie, are you on Metcalf's side?
Yeah, I mean, the entire thing felt fishy to me from the jump. Like, the whole thing about all I said was his government name.
Now, you've been tweeting out some stuff about that, about the government name stuff. I mean, and about there's a backstory with Metcalf that he likes his name now. We've heard.
Yeah, he told Rob King, who is the guy that replaced Bill Hillgrove. He's now the Steelers radio voice. He told him at the beginning of the year that he actually prefers that. He just acknowledges that it's easier to say DK. And Rob King has actually used his full name on touchdowns before.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Remember they used to do that with A.J. Green in Cincinnati? Their guy would say, like, Aloysius Joseph Green. Or something like that when he would score a touchdown.
So it felt odd immediately when it was, oh, well, I mean, all I said to the guy was his legal name. Like, I don't know, it'd be somebody calling me like Donald Chedrick and I like swing on the guy.
I had this mentioned to me. Is it possible that when Seattle went there and beat the Lions the last time when they had a history and he reported the guy to Seattle security, do you think it's possible that that time is when the guy said racial slurs and things about his mom and Metcalf recognized him again and said, oh, this a-hole's back?
That's pretty sloppy on Metcalf. I don't think that's what happened, but if it were that way, that would be extremely sloppy on Metcalf's part. Right? Wouldn't you say it right then in the moment? You make it public the first time? You can't just try to like staple something. I don't think that happened either, but you wouldn't be able to try to staple that on.
Well, we would be able to find that out, though, right? Because if he reported it to Seahawks security, don't you think they'd have...
I would think some kind of some sort of like paper trail or whatever would be the equivalent to what was his complaint. If his complaint was just this guy's really getting on my nerves, like to an extreme degree.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
That's not good enough, which is why my crystallized opinion here.
Yep.
Has actually maybe changed a little bit. If you were more like, you know, Metcalf's got to have more control yesterday than you've seen more and more, and this fan has become so distasteful, which he is. He's just a loser. I think we could all call him what he is.
Well, don't say you might acting like a loser, because if you say he's a loser, you might get thrown into this lawsuit, Chris, so be careful here.
I thought that was our... Well, I think loser would hold up in a court as not too defamatory if I just called the guy a loser. I actually now, because there's never going to be any proof, I think, that would ever come out, even if there was proof that exonerated Metcalf's side of the story here, he's like, you know, even if he said it, we're never going to know. Because we're never going to know, Metcalf, I think it is even more incumbent on him after a day to think about it, cannot go over there because all the guy is doing is saying his name and kind of doing the stupid jersey routine.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, man. Like, I'm sorry. I am holding the player in that specific
instance. That kind of sounds like Ryan Clark's response
yesterday.
Yeah,
I think Ryan's response was like spot on, where he said you can't let somebody turn your name into like a pejorative, no matter how they're catcalling it or whatever. My God, I remember being at like a Pirates Padres game where some guy just sang a song about Ricky Henderson and Steve Finley for about three straight innings. And I think all it ever got was like Henderson flipping the guy the bird for like 1 second. Right? But like, you have to show more self-control. If the guy gets you over there by just doing what he initially did, that rises nowhere near the level of what I would think a pro athlete A, hears in a visiting stadium on any given road game, and B, would ever compel them to get over to there and make this happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.